Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mark, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today is Thursday, September 4th, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Our first passage for today is Isaiah chapter 12, a short little chapter here in Isaiah, but one that is really rich and one that I encourage you to listen to as the Lord speaks in and through His Word this morning. Isaiah chapter 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord, proclaim His name. Make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Early on in Isaiah, and we'll continue to see this throughout the book of Isaiah, but it's not always good news in the early parts of Isaiah. You have glimpses here and there, but as we come to Isaiah chapter 12, we have some beautiful words that are promised to us through Isaiah. I would encourage you as you are reading these words here this morning or as you come back to them in the days ahead, that you will kind of make these words just a refrain for your life. See how beautiful they are, that we can praise the Lord. Even though that He was angry with us, He has turned away, and that we can declare the good promises of God. As verse 2 states, surely that God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. These words are good news, and I hope and pray that you will take them with you here today. And our second passage today is Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 32. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people all about this new life. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts, as they had been told, and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported, we found this jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were at a loss, wondering what this might lead to. Then someone came and said, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people. At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. In the earliest chapters of Acts, we continue to see this predominant theme that the message of salvation, the hope of the gospel, that it won't be stopped, it won't be thwarted. You can even arrest the apostles, as we learn here in our passage for the day, but that miraculously, angels will come and rescue these apostles, and will place them right back in the temple proclaiming the message of salvation and the good news of Jesus. It's a great reminder that all across the world, there are Christians who are persecuted and who are suffering. Those who are called to declare the good news, the message of Jesus. And in a lot of ways, it might seem that their plans and their hopes are thwarted, whether it's government, whether it's a whole other host of factors. But what we see, the good promise that we see in and through this passage today, is that God's message, the message of salvation, will go on. This good message will go on, and that the Lord will see fit to use our efforts and our faithfulness for His glory. We can play just a small part, and the apostles believed in a miraculous way that they had something that was worth sharing. And so I hope today, and I pray today, that you will have an opportunity to share this good message of the hope of salvation in Jesus with someone, no matter where you might find yourself here in the hours ahead. And our third passage for today is Psalm 54, verses 1 and 2. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. These are great words. These are words of King David. David was not the perfect person. We see that in the biblical narrative, but he was called to be king. And one of the remarkable traits about David is how he was able to come to the Lord, how he depended and relied on the Lord for his strength and as his confidence, even at his lowest moments. And so I don't know if you are at a particularly low moment today, if there's something that you're struggling with or something that is causing you worry or anxiety, but I hope these words, even these two verses here in Psalm 54, would be words that will just echo through your heart and through your mind today, that our God is one who saves, His name is mighty and powerful, and that He does indeed hear us and knows us so deeply and so well that we can trust Him in all things. Thank you so much for reading along with me today. As we finish our time together, I want to pray just a benediction over you today as you go out into your day, as you're finishing up your day, no matter where you find yourself. I pray that you would just receive this benediction. This is one that I learned from a mentor of mine, a wonderful pastor and a great friend of mine, that he prayed over in each and every service. And it's one that has just stuck with me, and one when I've had a chance to offer benediction here at our church that I love to say and to share with you. But I'll offer it here with us today. Would you pray with me? Depart now in the fellowship of God the Father, and as you go, remember that by the goodness of God you were born into this world, and by the grace of God you have been kept all the day long, even until this very hour. And by the love of God, fully revealed in the face of Jesus, you have been redeemed, and you are being redeemed. And so go, live in light of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.